All right. So we're talking underdogs because Amon-Ra St. Brown says we're underdogs. Says we're not back to square one, but we're underdogs. And that's where we want to be. We want to be underdogs. We play well as underdogs.
And we're fine if for the team. If that's their mindset, great. Whatever it takes to motivate them to greatness.
Great. You're a peewee squad. You got to go up against the Monstars. Whatever you got to tell yourself. But they're not underdogs. They have all pros on both sides of the ball. They're division favorites. They're among the five or six best teams in football. And maybe I'm underselling them. I mean, they're one of the best rosters in the NFL. They're not underdogs. You guys let us know, though. Does the label fit? Tech says, if you feel they're going 10-7 and losing 40% of their games with the toughest schedule in the NFL, I can see how that would feel like underdogs, even if they sneak in the playoffs. Says, have you guys talked about Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams beefing at practice? Did I miss it, Justin in Madison Heights?
What, say that again?
Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams beefing at practice.
There's been some reports. I know that he, kicked a rookie receiver.
Burden.
Yeah, out of practice, but then he returned.
And they
he
can't was taking line up teams right.
It's a new offense. There's going to be obstacles for that team. So
they're an underdog, right? I mean, they're new coach,
100%.
Building a whole new scheme, new offensive line, all of it.
We should hear from Brad Holmes.
Oh, I was like, wait, we're not. Did I miss a guest spot? Corin in Columbus. Well, are you guys underdogs?
Absolutely not. And I need somebody to explain to me why Philly's the favorite. Because if I'm not mistaken, we lost, 14 defensive players last year, and we still were the number one seed in the NFC. And when we lost our playoff game, we scored 31 points, which was more than any other team had scored in that week in the entire playoffs, other than Washington, who beat us. Not only that, didn't Philly lose their offensive coordinator too? I guess Detroit's the only team in the NFL that lost an offensive coordinator. Now they're only supposed to win 9 games. Now, I know you guys are saying that, but
no, but the case for Philly would be they kept their O-line intact. Detroit didn't. They won the Super Bowl. Detroit didn't, and it's convenient to pick one week where the Lions had a big offensive outburst because they played Washington and scored 55 points. Yeah. They won by double digits in 3 of their 4 playoff games. They discoed on everybody last year.
Well, they had 3 out of 3 phases of football. We were playing with the JV defense, respectfully. I mean, where everybody was hurt with an offense. I mean, of course, we have to play complementary football to be able to win. And we weren't able to do that. Now, when we get our players back, and don't get me wrong, Aaron Glenn was a loss as well. But when you see, I mean, obviously we hear what's going on with Aiden Hutchinson, and we actually get a real defense out there. We were actually one of the best defenses in the NFL last year when we were healthy. So I don't see any way. I mean, I just don't understand why everything that Detroit lost, which is things that other teams lost as well, including our attrition. Like, to win 15 games in the NFL is hard enough. To do that the way that we did it with only our offense, the same thing that Joe Burrow had to do is what Jared Goff had to do, right? But we were able to do it and they weren't. But apparently, the Bengals are supposed to be a great team and the Lions are supposed to take a step back. Like, I don't understand why we're supposed to take a step back when there are a lot of other things that teams lost as well that we didn't, and that we're getting back. We're getting back great players. Aleem McNeil is a great player. Yep. Aiden Hutchinson is a great player.
Yep.
Sure, we're going to have to replace our offensive line, but Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery are still great players. All of the things that we're getting back are still great players, and I think we're still going to be a dominant team in the NFL. And I don't see why we shouldn't be. I don't see why we shouldn't be getting. Why we shouldn't be the favorites in the NFC with the number one seed.
I'd still give it to Philly, but I get why you're calling in. You got to stick up for the talent that's still on this football team.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have McNeil in week one, but they will when the postseason rolls around, and he'll have more than a month under his belt. Hutch is going to be revved up at that point. They will have some pieces they did not
Hutch
have last year.
Hutch is revved up now.
I know. Hear about the reports from the scrimmage yesterday.
Yeah.
It was all over the field. The Eagles deserve to be the favorites in the NFC right now.
Yes, until proven different.
But just because you're not the favorites doesn't suddenly tip the scales to now you're an underdog?
Yeah.
I can't go that far.
I can't either, and I agree that, yeah, they were able to accomplish a lot last year with a defense that was beat to hell.
Tech says, I love when fake Brad calls in. He sounds more like Brad than even Brad does. Well, there's some truth to that.
I know. Even, as soon as he started talking, I'm like, it's amazing how much he sounds like Brett.
And he does the we thing too. Like, yeah. We. Oh, it's beautiful. Love it. Texter says, they're not underdogs. They're dogs. Yeah, they have the hardest schedule. That's out of their control. But it doesn't take away from the team or their talent. Some kinks they need to work out, but calling them underdogs is foolish. The Sun God is trying some reverse psychology to throw everybody off.
Yeah, that, I mean, and that's kind of what it sounded like to me, is they're manufacturing their mindset as they approach the season. And they could say, I'm sure there's a part of them that absolutely burns that they underachieved in the playoffs.
Well, that's a better word for it. They're not underdogs. They underachieved.
Right.
Underachievers.
Because they were 9.5-point favorites in that game. The underdog beat them.
Yeah, I mean, some would say double digits. Yeah, well, didn't work out. The only reason people say the Lions are underdogs is because the people of Detroit crave being the underdog for some reason. It's more fun to be the underdog.
Sure, if you feel like you can succeed, but no one else believes in you.
It's powerful.
And that's part of the thing, is I don't think that there's not a lot of people that don't believe that this is a good team. Whether or not they are the favorites to win the Super Bowl, you ask 31 other teams, are the Lions a good team? And they'll tell you yes.
How about this? Is anybody sleeping on the Lions when they come into play this week, the upcoming week?
Yeah. I mean,
no. It's
no longer, oh, hey, we're playing the Lions. This is a week to get right. You ask Kansas City. You ask Baltimore. Now, they may be confident and feel like, okay, yeah, we're gonna win this game, but do they feel threatened by the Lions? Absolutely.
Yeah, they're not under the radar. Like, to me, an underdog is someone you could sleep on.
Yeah.
No one's sleeping on the Detroit Lions. You may say they've got some flaws, right? This line needs to solidify. Aiden's a freak, but are they going to get complimentary pressure? Right. There are questions. Coordinators, tough schedule. Are they going to take a couple extra L's than we'd like early in the season? Right. Those are fair conversations, but they're not under the radar. When they show up to play the Eagles, the Commanders, the Ravens,
yeah,
the Chiefs.
They're not under the radar. They're not sneaking up on anyone.
Nobody is sleeping on the Lions. Ticket Texter says, if you listen to the afternoon show, they're underdogs. Underdog in the sense that everyone expects you to take a step back in record, but playoffs, they're going to make the playoffs. They're not an underdog.
Yeah, and as Dan has said, you just got to get into the tournament.
Well, we learned that last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that kind of poisons the well a little bit for the regular season, is whether they're hot, whether they're cold, whether they're 5-5 or 10-0, it doesn't matter. Get in the playoffs, and that's when we're really going to care. It's kind of like when I was growing up, the Red Wings were wake me up in the playoffs, right? And like the Tigers of the Verlander Cabrera years, where they're winning the division and they're buying, and it's World Series or bust, it was wake me up in the postseason. We're there with the Lions.
Yeah, and for this year, it's going to be more of, do we think they're going 17-0? No. No one does. Are they going, 9-8? There's some people that think that that's their destiny this year, but most people believe they're going to be a playoff team. It's going to be more about, okay, what are the lessons that you learned? Some in victory, some in defeat, against Cincinnati, against Baltimore, against Kansas City, so that when you get to the playoffs, that you have a better chance of winning those playoff games because you have been sharpened. You have been, you're a better team because of the competition that you played.
I welcome the schedule for that reason. I don't, 15 wins isn't going to do anything for us.
No, as it showed.
Lions have their eyes fixed on the Super Bowl. If they aren't Super Bowl favorites, they're underdogs. Maybe not for individual games, but for the season, they're underdogs.
So there's 31 teams that are underdogs then. And I just don't think you can go into a season thinking that 31 teams are underdogs.
Your word was perfect. It's manufactured.
Yeah.
They're manufactured underdogs. It's the chip that you place on your own shoulder and then say, no one believes in us.
Yeah.
This is like Georgia calling themselves underdogs a couple years ago. Like, Kirby Smart must have been doing some kind of magic in that locker room. Nobody believes in us.
Yeah.
We got 35 NFL players, but nobody believes in us.
It's a little bit easier to sell 18 to 21, 22-year-olds on that concept than it is a 10-year NFL vet.
Look at this made-up newspaper I created.
Right.
They picked us to go 6-6.
Yeah. You highlight every other word, and those words make up, you suck.
Bulldogs bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.